Do any of us seem to matter? I have talked about how dangerous space is, and now we are even getting more proof of that closer to home. Dangerous chemicals have been found in the filters of the air filtration system of the International Space Station. One would have thought this danger would have been considered in the design of the station, and there would have been some alarm the second this happened. This discovery seemed to take place during a routine test of the dust in the system. It was found this dust contained much more harmful elements than any dust found on floors on Earth. One scientist stated these findings will be considered in future space stations and habitats. I would have thought the air in each module would have been monitored, and the module could be shut off from the rest of the station if the air was found to be harmful. Maybe there was a plateau for bad air which was not reached by the dust yet, but I find that hard to believe. We, that is the government, doesn't seem to give the idea of contamination much thought. Look at all those people who were contaminated at military bases. Some worked on burned bits and they couldn't help but breathe in those fumes. Some of the stuff being burned must have been toxic, and yet when those people were sick and dying and asked the government what was being burned so they could get treated, the government refused to tell them. They went to court, and again the government said they couldn't release that info because it would hurt national secrecy or something like that, and the court agreed. At least a fund was established by Congress for the victims of September 11, 2001. The attack was so horrendous almost everyone around the world became very upset about it. There must have been tremendous pressure on Congress to do this. It used to be local and state laws protected police from lawsuits when they did their job. In some places these laws have been cancelled. A policeman can now be sued as a routine matter in these places, and making an arrest can cost him or her and their family everything they have, even their job. Is it any wonder why so many places have crime out of control and why so many police forces are understaffed? Things are not what they used to be. In the 19th century and before, many jobs were very dangerous, and if you got hurt or killed, that was it, unless your employer had a conscience and decided to help you out or give your family some compensation for what happened. We have laws now that protect those in manufacturing, but there are other areas where the protection is waning. Take for example so many businesses which were hurt during the riots which were happening. When a business gets burned out, the insurance might pay, but try and renew the policy. People were killed, and many times no one was brought to justice. Even the everyday people in some cities are experiencing a danger they never had this intense before. I ask you, would you take the New York subway every day unless there was no other way to get to work? There are so many reports of stabbings on the subway platforms and in the subway cars. It is incredible nothing much is being done to protect the citizens. The revolving door justice program in some places has become unbelievable. I never thought I would live to see criminals who have been arrested sometimes 60 times or more just being let back into the streets. Some city and state governments just do not care about our safety. We used to think the Old West was a dangerous place, and it was. While it was dangerous at times, I think some of the cities have it beat. I don't remember many stories about a business being burned to the ground by people who just felt like doing it, or others running around and stabbing people in the head and chest. There is too much of this going on to blame it entirely on mental illness. There is some, but most mentally ill people are not violent, however some drug-induced people are, and drugs might be the cause of some of the violence. A lot of it stems from the premise there is no punishment going to be administered. The constant release of criminals by the courts because of the crazy criminal justice laws which have been passed are anti-American. Some of the state and local governments have decided criminals are more valuable than we are, and that they suddenly have the right to do what they want even if it hurts others. The no-bail laws are insane. And the law in California which allows theft up to I believe $800 seems to be designed to put store owners out of business. I can't figure out for the life of me how anyone could pass a law like that. Maybe store owners should all have closed their stores and locked them down until the law was repealed. That might have gotten the message across and probably would have been less costly than staying open and being robbed every day or more. Did you see the video of the robber in the 7-Eleven store who calmly walked into the store with a trash can and was sweeping merchandise into the can from the shelves when the employees had to go after him, to get him to stop? They hit him with sticks and held him down. There is talk now they may be charged with assault. What is wrong with this picture? We are being asked in some places to just stand by and allow people to put us out of business. Look at the recent mob of teenagers who stormed a high-end store and picked it clean in Chicago, and when they were called a mob, the mayor said not to call them that, they were only children. They certainly fit the definition of the word mob. We need to do something about these new laws or we are going to become the most dangerous nation in the world, even more dangerous than third world countries, and I believe this is what some want. When some of the ones who applaud these laws get attacked, they may change their minds. This crime wave is a spreading cancer, and sooner or later it is going to reach into every part of the country, even to those places that have strong criminal laws. Remember this, all votes count, and it is important to get strong criminal laws to protect all of us.